This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We welcome Tony Holley to the program from the Community Foundation. And Tony, good to have you back with us. A very exciting day for you guys at the office and everyone involved with YLIA. The Governor's Cup is going to be awarded a little later this afternoon, I think at 1 o'clock. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we'll be at the office just waiting in anticipation.
All right, I'm nervous for you. I think it's because I feel like I have such a vested interest in this group succeeding, and they have by any account, and just being named in one of the top four in all the state of Illinois and the only youth group in the running. They're already huge winners, but what a great accomplishment that will be. Is there any way that the general public can participate in this, or is there a live stream that's going on that people can access?
There is a live stream on the State of Illinois webpage. So hopefully when they announce us, you know, I'm thinking positive. So hopefully when they announce YLA as the winners of the Governor's Cup, you know, we'll hear the eruption all throughout Decatur if everybody's watching, cheering. Hope everybody sends those positive vibes. You know, one young lady said it best in her interview. They said, "What does this mean to you?" And she said, "You know, it's an honor to be against all these adults." And I said, "That's the perfect answer right there." I mean, that just encapsulates, this is a group of teenagers, you know, who are doing these things and competing against adults. So, you know, I'm biased, but I think they're winners regardless.
Well, there's no doubt. And if you look at this past year, we've had plenty of ridiculous adult behavior, you know, and these kids have been a shining example of what to do. And their lives have been horribly impacted and uprooted during this pandemic and school and everything else. And yet they chose to spend these 12 months helping other people, which just says volumes about their personalities and their ability to be able to make a change and make an impact and a difference in the community. And that's what the foundation is all about. So just kudos to everyone down there, Dr. Sherrod and you and Natalie and the whole crew. Those 100-plus kids have been a shining example of the best of us over the last 12 months. So as you said, a lot of positive vibe heading their way, and hopefully at 1 o'clock they bring that cup home. All right, talk to me about another announcement that was made recently about the Michael T. Carrigan Solidarity Scholarship. Tell me about this.
Well, the Michael T. Carrigan Solidarity Scholarship is named after former Decatur councilman, mayor, and, you know, AFL-CIO member, union leader. We're actually going to, we unveiled this last week. This is a $10,000 scholarship to the trades. We introduced this at the IBEW hall, and this is really a scholarship to help with, you know, offset some of those costs for people going into, you know, the trade field. And it can pay for tools, it can pay for the application fees, anything that's centered around that to help workforce development.
Okay, and then what's the process like? How does it work?
They're going to apply through, obviously through the trades, and what's going to happen is we actually donated another $5,000 because we want people to know about this. So we partnered with Nicole Bateman upstairs at the Economic Development Council, and we're going to put this as part of the literature to reach more people in the community. So all that will be in writing so people can apply. They'll go through the process. It'll be reviewed, and the trade unions are going to handle all of that. So we're hoping that people really reach out and they get a lot of good applications.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Michael Carrigan, former councilmember, mayor pro tem, served out to the end of Paul Osborne's term, and maybe one of the most powerful union guys in all of the state of Illinois from Decatur here. So that's a great honor. All right, let's talk about the Adult Scholarship Award recipients. So this is the first ever, as I understand it, they're going to be announced today, correct?
Yeah, we're going to announce them right here on the air. We visited some of the people who won, and I'm proud to announce that the recipients on the air, I hope all of them are listening because they did a great job. They wrote some really compelling, you know, applications and introduced themselves, and the committee was just very, you know, just impressed by what they were bringing and explaining why they wanted to be, you know, considered for a scholarship. So this is $2,500 in funding for these five individuals. So, you know, I always feel like we need a drum roll. This is the best part of the job, is walking in and surprising everybody. We've got Kelsey Rigsby over at William Harris Elementary. Her staff knew ahead of time, so we got to surprise Kelsey in person and tell her congratulations. Dana Thomas, who's, you know, was a candidate for Decatur School Board, she's going to be attending Richland on her scholarship. Nettie Vaught, who's doing amazing things over at Prairie Land Service Coordination, she's just looking to increase her knowledge of IT and get a bachelor's degree in business management. And then you've got Jenna Ward over at 4-H. We didn't get to see Jenna in person, but she was on vacation, so we definitely understand that. And her group over there at the Extension office surprised her. So if she's listening, Jenna, congratulations. And the last one is Kelsey Weak over at MRI, who we got to walk in and surprise her too. We roped Amy over at her boss over into that. And, you know, just great honor to walk in and explain what this means to them and hear their stories and, you know, see how they're going to improve themselves and what they're going after.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, the next round of this, I believe, opens September 1st. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we'll start again. The current scholarship will go into the fall, for the fall semester, and then we'll start again. We'll open in September and start accepting applications, and that'll be for the spring of 2022. So expecting, since this is our first year, we're expecting a bigger applicant pool, and it's really for, you know, non-traditional students who are going back or finishing that degree. You know, all these individuals, definitely worthy, definitely excited. We're looking forward to being invited to a few graduations when they finish up.
That's just amazing. And MaconCountyGives.org is the website if you'd like to check out any of the information that we're visiting with Tony about today. And once again, nothing but best wishes to YLIA today. And hopefully at 1 o'clock we'll have big, big news for them and the community. All right, I got to ask you, it's been a few weeks. Are you caught up on the Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
I am, and I'm kind of sad because, you know, this week will be the last episode, and I need more. I absolutely need more.
You know, they're doing such a great job of telling a compelling story, particularly of the times we live in right now and touching all the bases, and it almost feels like a six-hour movie.
It really does. It's like going to the theater every week, and, you know, I just watch it, and I think, man, it feels like they just wrote this the week before. And it rolled it out. I mean, everything is just really relevant to what's going on now. So it's great storytelling. If you're not a superhero person, it's great storytelling.
No doubt about it. What did you make of Julie Louis-Dreyfus showing up? I got to tell you, I was a little discombobulated.
That one threw me off because I'm used to her being on Veep. And then she comes in as, you know, this very mysterious person. So I'm not sure. I had to Google a little bit to see what her role is and what's going to happen next. So I think this last episode is going to be really interesting. If they're going to wrap it all up with a bow, I'm expecting it to be just dynamite.
All right, Tony, have a great day. Stay out of the snow today, and we really appreciate your efforts on behalf of the community. Tony Holly from the Community Foundation.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.